Virgin Radio Mornings with B-Mac and Carly.
What does a whistle dog mean to you? Text 78636. We put this out there this morning talking to Calvin from AM 1150, and he kind of had an idea of what it was. But we're believing it all stems back to A&W, who may or may not have created the whistle dog. And it goes back.
Like, why is it called the whistle?
That's what I want to know.
I bet you it's because they say that you have to cut the hot dog wiener. You have to slit it. So it's kind of like, and then you can like blow through it like a whistle.
Just chuckle at the word wiener.
Yes.
So yeah, I think that's the premise, is you split it down the middle, you stuff it with cheese, and you wrap it in bacon, and boom, you got yourself a whistle dog.
Doesn't sound all that healthy, but it sounds absolutely
delicious.
I don't
think anyone's doing it for the health, but yes. There's a text that said that my mother and father built an A&W in the early 60s in Camrose, Alberta. Then they built a couple in Peterborough, Ontario, and they always had whistle dogs. And she's confirmed it. Shannon says it's a hot dog sliced down the middle, sliced the cheese inside, wrapped in bacon, served on a warm bun. Seriously the best. To this day, my 86-year-old mother, it's one of her favorite things. But then we got another text from Shannon saying that here's how far back it goes. My dad made the root beer from scratch.
Wow.
What?
My sisters were car hops?
Like, think about that term, car hop. Has anybody heard that term in the last decade? Come on down. I'll be the car hop. My brothers cooked the fries. I was in one arm of my mom while she flipped burgers with the other. And it's causing a lot of memories here. It says I actually shed a few tears thinking about this. So thank you for reminding me of some wonderful time. I got another message personally texted to me from my friend Katrina. Said, you've unlocked a core memory for
me. Yeah, what'd she say?
I loved a ferry ride away from Vancouver as a kid because every time my mom and I would go, we would go to A&W and we would have a whistle dog.
Really?
So like all these memories are coming back about this. Like, I don't know. I don't even think I've ever had one.
Well,
I'm going to make them tonight. I'm going to barbecue and make my own damn whistle dog.
And then I was talking about Eleanor Comazzetto. She used to own the A&W in Vernon. She has since passed. She was such a wonderful woman. She was very wealthy. She had a big house on the lake. She had a fancy car. She was a member at Predator Ridge Golf Resort. And when I worked at Predator Ridge, she would finish her round. She would go into the locker room, take off her fancy golf clothes, put on her uniform, which said Eleanor on the name tag. She owned the stinking restaurant. She would drive down to A&W and she would work the cash register for like 10 hours a day.
There you go.
She didn't have to do it, but she did. And I just always remember my mom when I was a little girl saying, that's the kind of woman you need to be. She's not ashamed of what she does. And I'll never forget Eleanor Comazzetto.
Another memory jog, this time by yours truly, Carly Fittis. So text yours. Text your memory about whistle dogs or just old school A&W to 78636.
Virgin Radio is number one for hit music.
Help us pick the music we play for your